Happy Halloween and welcome to Wine About History. I'm your host, Max Ham. With me, as always, is the star of our show, Patty.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for saying I'm the star.
Well, you are. And today, we're drinking a personal favorite of mine because I used to live in Wisconsin, New Glarus Brewing Company Moon Man IPA. Yeah, no, it's No Coast Pale Ale.
Oh, so, it's good.
Because it's in Wisconsin, so there's no coast.
I get it.
No, isn't that a good sound? That is a sound of someone who's given up doing Sober October.
And this, so we ran out of wine. Oops. So it's not going to be wine about history. It's going to be beer about history. But this is an excellent beer. You can only get it in Wisconsin.
Okay, it's unpasteurized.
Is it worth the trip to Wisconsin to get this beer?
Yes. As is another fantastic brewery that is in River Falls. We're not going to say their name because today we're talking about New Glarus.
Yes, we are. They're also known for a beer called Spotted Cow, and that's a lager. It's more of a lager style, and this is more of an IPA.
It's amazing.
It's so good. So good. We're breaking Spotted, tradition.
Spotted Cow is amazing.
Yeah, Spotted Cow is really good. You can only get that in Wisconsin.
So what are we talking about today?
Well, we were talking about beer, but I suppose we're going to have to talk about something else serious, like history.
Yeah, this is a bit serious. Since we're talking so much about, since it's Halloween, well, it's not Halloween, but it's October, and we are talking about mysteries. So I'm going to try and do as many interesting, fun things as possible. And we're talking about today, the Flannan Isles disappearances.
Ooh, that sounds perfect for Halloween. And I've never heard of it.
Well, I have. So Eileen Moore of the Flannan Isles kind of rises out of the sea like a big rock.
Where is it?
Covered in green. The west coast of Scotland.
Cool. I can picture it in my head.
And it's actually shrouded in mist.
And when, it is.
Yes, it is. And when you get close, there's a tall 85-foot-high lighthouse peeking out of it.
Ooh.
And it looks about the same as it did in December 26th, 1900, when a ship called Hesperus came with a relief lighthouse keeper. So they sailed from the western coast of Scotland to the Flannan Isles, and that lighthouse was tended by two regular employees and one occasional, who was more like a part-time. And these men were James Duckett, Thomas Marshall, and Donald MacArthur, with the fourth rotating worker. Joseph Moore was that rotating worker, and when he went to shore, when none of the lighthouse keepers came down to greet Hesperus, then after a short while, he came hurrying back, and he said that the three lighthouse keepers were missing.
Ooh, wow. And you're not supposed to abandon your post.
No, especially not something that's life and death like that.
Yeah.
So Moore, the second mate, and a sailor searched the lighthouse. They found the gates locked. They found all the clocks were stopped. The beds were unmade. There was an overturned chair. Stranger still, they found a pair of oilskins, which are protective clothing. And they never would have left your area with your oilskins. So why would two be missing and one be there? A lighthouse also showed signs that had been well taken care of.
All right, wait, I'm confused. So there were four guys.
No. Three guys working there.
Three guys working.
Moore was the fourth. And he was coming to help them out.
Okay, Moore came to relieve them or whatever, and all three were gone?
Yes.
Okay. All right, got it now.
So, the only thing they found, too, was that a crane on the west side had been damaged and boxes had been ripped open. They realized that a horrible storm had happened. So, Moore and three volunteers stayed to tend the lighthouse. And for those of you who don't know, I'm going to tell you why they stayed. For those of you who don't know anything about sailing or nautical ways, lighthouses are towers with a beacon that shows ships where rocks are. And it's the difference between dead sailors and living sailors, because they don't run aground on the rocks. The ships sink in the dark, and oftentimes no one is alive from this. There are no survivors. So many areas and regions developed lighthouses. In fact, lighthouses have been around since the Bronze Age. They're so important. They are really are the life and death of many sailors, if there's a lighthouse in the area. So as a result of this, it's taken very seriously. It's not a fun job either. You're constantly working. You're busy, busy, because it's very important that everything is done just right. If something's broken, you have to fix it like that. You can't just go, it broke. I'll get to it tomorrow. I have a book I want to read. It's kind of beautiful, romantic, and quiet. No, it is a dangerous, important job. Back to the story. So Captain Jim Harvey of the Hesperus sent out a telegram immediately. This is what it was. A dreadful accident has happened at the Flannans. Three keepers, Duckett, Marshall, and the Occasional, have disappeared from the island. The clocks were stopped, and other signs indicated that the accident must have happened about a week ago. Poor fellows must have been blown over the cliffs or drowned trying to secure a crane. So the log the keepers kept went up to December 15th at 9 a.m. And all the damage to the crane, because they didn't notice it happened before then. And the trio arrived on December 7th to begin their work. They did it in the ships because it's such a bad job. You didn't want anyone getting cabin fever, which is documented known to happen. So the superintendent, Robert Muir, came to make checks on all the equipment, make sure everything was, you know, checking all the boxes, doing his job, warned Duckett about the mists that were surrounding the islands and causing problems. The mists, I believe, come and go. So then he left the three men to their tasks. So a telescope on the mainland made regular checks on them. So think about this. This is, they dropped them off. They're going to be there for 2 weeks. They're going to do a good job. All of our resources indicate, because this has been studied very heavily, that all of them were professionals. Like, they had their personal flaws. MacArthur was allegedly a bit of a drinker, but no, you know, but they're all professional lighthouse keepers and knew their jobs. So, another for instance. So the reason this telescope on the mainland made regular checks, making sure the light was shining every night. And the Northern Lighthouse Board, which is the governing body, they understood that the isolated natures of lighthouses could make it dangerous, the cabin fever, as I mentioned. And that's why there were these regular checks by telescopes. There was almost no drinking of alcohol. There's no drunkenness allowed, at least. All keepers were supposed to be qualified at their jobs, and the keeper had to remain inside the lighthouse at all times. Even if there was a fire, he had to stay inside to make sure the lighthouse was keep going.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm exaggerating perhaps a little bit, but it was very important that one, even if there was an emergency, he had to stay inside, because if those other two people perished or something happened because it's so dangerous, someone had to stay alive to make sure the lighthouse was working. That's how serious this job was.
Yeah, that sounds like it.
So there's actually a very modern and efficient system 119 years ago. They thought this through. And this is how isolated they are. This is one story. Once there's this, in Scotland, there's a very remote lighthouse, not unlike the Flannan Isles Lighthouse. A keeper is up performing some work, and then he hears a scream in the middle of the night downstairs. He runs downstairs, a scream of absolute terror. So he runs down and sees his partner cowering in the corner. And his partner had said he'd seen a ghost looking in on him from the window. Well, the guy goes outside. Turns out it was a sailor that had docked on the other end of the island and was just checking, came to visit the lighthouse.
Wow.
That's how I say they were. The guy thought it was a ghost.
Oh man. Yeah, it'd freak you out for sure.
This beer is so good. I've seen people do it, you know, not in isolated areas. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
If someone walks in and then you see their face in the window, your my instinct is to punch them through the window.
Right. If you're not expecting somebody and, like, you don't think anybody's around for miles, and you might think, yeah, that's a ghost.
Yeah.
I'd scream too, even if I didn't think it was a ghost.
I get freaked out by,
somebody showed up in the window, I'd be like,
Especially if they were smiling.
For sure.
That smile makes it creepy, that Joker smile. So, on December 15th, a ship passed the lighthouse and noticed it wasn't shining. That's our first indication that something was wrong. And it wasn't until Hesperus came that anyone noticed that there's a real issue. So Robert Mueller launched a full investigation. It went on for years. There's a lot of good books about this subject. I'm not going to go into the investigation in detail because it comes down to this. And this is a direct quote from him. From the evidence I was able to procure, I was satisfied that the men had been on duty up until dinner time on Saturday, the 15th of December. They had gone down to secure a box in which the mooring ropes, landing ropes, etc. was kept, and which secured in a device, secured in a crevice in the rock about 110 feet above sea level. And an extra large sea had rushed up from the face of the rock and gone above them, and coming down with immense force had swept them completely away. So most people, yeah, it's sad. And a lot of people think, oh, it's a disappearance, aliens, supernatural, zombies, monsters, what have you, happened. Here's what a lot of people think happened. Duckett and Duckett and, what's the other gentleman's name? It's tip of my tongue. Marshall were fixing that crane because they could get fined if something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And then MacArthur saw a big wave coming, ran down to save them, help them, warn them, and they all went over. And it's a real tragedy.
Oh, that is sad.
I mean, yeah, they were doing, it's sad. And they were, you gotta remember, I have enormous respect for these people. They're doing a civil service. It's not a fun job. Mm-hmm. You don't get a lot of money for it. There's not a lot of pride in it. But it's, you know, they were doing an honorable and necessary job for their, you know, their country people and other ships as well. And they died in the line of duty. And they should be honored for it.
Yeah, next time you see a lighthouse, think about these guys and what they did. And it's sad.
It is sad.
Mother Nature got them in the end. Mm-hmm. And whisked them off to sea. And that would be a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Poor guys.
And they didn't deserve it. They deserved to their long, happy lives. But this...
So this isn't so much like a spooky ghost story kind of thing. It's just a tragic accident.
Well, that's the thing, is a lot of people take it to a spooky place. Mm-hmm. And I was debating whether or not to cut off that conclusion. And it's like, and no one knows what happened to them. That's what I wanted to end the show with. But I was doing the recent, I can't do that. No, I had to honor them and their sacrifice instead of, you know, trying to make it into some spooky fun.
Right. It could have been
supernatural,
a UFO that, you know, beamed them up to the mothership, but probably not.
Probably not. It's far more along the lines of tragic accident.
Yeah.
Or they're kidnapped by pirates. Who knows?
Or kidnapped by pirates, sure. They didn't have pirates then, did they?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
People,
I thought they were all gone by then.
No, the golden age of piracy is over, but bad dudes on ships have been around forever and still around.
That's true.
So, man, this Moon Man is good.
It is good. So is that going to do it for us?
That is going to do it for us. Yeah.
I think next time we should have like a real spooky, unexplained ghost story.
Well, I have been debating. There's lots of options. You know, listeners, you can pick for us. You can pick for us. Should I do the Skinwalker Ranch?
Sounds gross.
Skinwalker is a Native American monster. Technically, it's a witch from Navajo and that region's mythology. Dine people, excuse me, a Navajo. Well, Dine is the way what they call themselves. Mm-hmm. I try to respect what people call themselves because it's polite. And then there's the Bell Witch House, Mr. Mm-hmm.
Sounds intriguing.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of fun supernatural unexplained events. There's the Do You Love Pass mystery.
Is there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So which one should we pick? I'll give you all a brief. Just you guys can tweet us and tell us what you want. But I'm gonna let the star of the show give her a quick brief. So the Bell House mystery is a house and a family that's been haunted by the same ghost of a witch for generations.
Okay.
Skinwalker Ranch is a ranch where the unexplained sightings, orbs, hauntings, poltergeists keep happening.
Okay.
To this day they happen. They even launched a scientific exploration into it. Like, really? Actual scientists came and were like, we have no idea what's going on. This place makes no freaking sense and I'm leaving now.
Wow.
that ranges everything from orbs killing dogs to they had to lock all their dishes shut so the dishes wouldn't fall on people in the middle of the night or smash or crash, to seeing strange trailers with like a man with a diving bell walking around inside the trailer. Just like visions like that.
All right.
And then the Outlaw Pass is one of the craziest incidents I've ever heard. So some Russian hikers go up to the Ural Mountains. The name of this mountain is the Dead Mountain, translated by the native people. And the surrounding region literally translates to "don't go there." And the way they've got there, and everyone died, and they died in kind of strange, unique ways. Didn't make any sense how they died. They were lightly irradiated, and an orange light had been seen through the sky before the incident.
Okay, that they all sound super creepy and scary. And
should I do all of them?
Yeah.
What do you think, listeners?
Start with the skin one.
Skinwalker Ranch, yeah. It is. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. And we'll talk to you next time.
We'll see you in the next episode. And remember, without history,
we wouldn't be here.